So, this is the first episode, and what we're talking about in this one is what inspired this podcast. First off, anybody that has been following my journey on social media or anything for that matter, social media, word of mouth, whatever, I went to culinary school. And when there, I had the opportunity to correspond with a guy there that has a degree in media announcing. Well, basically media for the masses. And before we go into this any further, I will let you know this is going to be a short podcast, but we're just getting the first one out there. Because I have to go to work before long. Anyways, to continue, he encouraged me that I should start my own podcast because I talked about, well, what about doing one with him? Well, I hadn't been aware that he had already had one for the school of Fort Worth Food Stories, so that's why I approached him. And then he's like, you know, maybe you should start your own. And after deliberation, some time after graduation, and today, I decided, you know, no more excuses. Let's get started. Let's make a podcast. You know, because it's simple. You can either get all technical and do it yourself or use an app like I'm using. I'm using the app because simply it saves me time, you know. And I think if you use a tool, as long as you know what it's for, you're not taking any shortcuts if you know how to do it in the first place. So, that being said, this is recorded on the app and it's going to be really short. But basically the intro and, you know, what inspired this podcast is the focus. Today we have no guest, it's just myself, Chef Chuda, or actually my real name is Amos Waterbury, aka Chef Chuda. And why that name, you may ask? Well, there's this group, if you will, on another social media outlet. It's called Live Me, and it's where you do broadcasts. And one of the guys on there, his name was Charlie, that's his name, but he put Chuda at the end. And I looked up, you know, what that meant, and it's basically a good mark, if you will. So, chef with good mark is what Chef Chuda is, so if you put it together, that's what you come up with. So, that inspired me to use that name, and I've been using that handle ever since, because it is my goal to make everything I do perfect, not just in the cooking world. And reason why I decided to do a podcast title as such of 24/7 is I believe, even though we're not talking, we're not going to be on here 24/7, this is stuff we're thinking about 24/7, and it's very true that our minds, when we go to sleep at night, are not, they don't shut down. They're thinking, and we're thinking these thoughts when we get up in the morning. That's why we have so much on our mind, because when we're sleeping at night, unbeknownst to us, our mind is active in the background. And you know what a blessing that is, because if we had to wake up in the morning and figure all that stuff out, man, that would just be too much. So the ability to be able to sleep and then also have our mind think about things, our subconscious, if you will, is a blessing. And I think we're going to make this a 7-minute podcast. I know that's a short podcast, but I told you why. And I'll wrap it up here in a few. minutes, but I wanted to go over one topic at least. And this is going to be following up our next episode, which is culinary school and why. There's been a lot of questions about people that haven't gone, you know, should I go? And I'm going to be using some of my friend James Creange, which he has a podcast. Go check it out. It's Fort Worth Food Stories. And it's great. But what some of my chefs taught me, I'm going to be talking a little bit on that in the podcast. But on this one, I'm focused on, oddly enough, podcast or not podcast. It's a very short topic to deal with because I'm going to bring up two aspects. Do you want to share yourself? Do you want to share about what's going on? And do you have things you want to share with people that you might want to write a book or something? But in the meantime, you just want to put things out there that you're thinking so, you know, you can share it with people. If that's the case, you need a podcast. Basically, once you have your podcast out there, people can listen. And if they're not a big reader, a podcast is a great way to share some of your inspiration. But not podcasts, if you're just getting on here to have fun, and when I say fun, act silly, don't do a podcast because it's a waste of time. You know, find something that's going to be worth your time and effort. And if you're going to spend some minutes of your life recording your voice and other people, make it, you know, something worth that somebody needs to hear. And please, I'm going to try to do so in my podcast. Don't curse, you know, that's a big offender in a podcast. And I think, you know, those podcasts that have it in it is, unless it's like comedy based, is kind of disrupting. So, podcast or not podcast, if you want to share something, you feel you have the ability to do it, the technical know-how, and the confidence, or even if you don't have the confidence but you want to get there, start doing a podcast. And you can always delete as many recordings before you publish it. So, thanks for listening. I've been your host, Amos Waterbury, a.k.a. Chef Chuda. And we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks. Been listening to 24/7 thoughts and facts with Chef Chuda in the backwoods. If you want to listen to more episodes, stay tuned and we'll see you next time. Again, check out my friend James Creange podcast, Fort Worth Food Stories, for more on culinary and the culinary school that I attended. Appreciate you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.